This is Judge Joe Brown.
At the moment it arrived as a nation where we face deep racial inequities in America and systemic racism that has plagued our nation for far, far too long. I said that over the course of the past year that the blinders have been taken off the nation, the American people. What many Americans didn't see or had simply refused to see couldn't be ignored any longer. Those 8 minutes and 46 seconds that took George Floyd's life opened the eyes of millions of Americans and millions of people around all over the world. It was the knee on the neck of justice, and it wouldn't be forgotten. It stirred the conscience and of tens of millions of Americans. And in my view, it marked a turning point in this country's attitude toward racial justice. When his six-year-old daughter, Gianna, who I met with when I met with the family, I leaned down to say hi to her, and she said, looked at me, and she said, "Daddy changed the world." That's what Gianna said, his daughter. "Daddy changed the world." And I believe she was right. Not because this kind of injustice stopped, it clearly hasn't, but because the ground has shifted, because it's changed minds and mindsets, because it laid the groundwork for progress. COVID-19 has further ripped a path of destruction through every community in America, but no one has been spared. But the devastation in communities of color has been nothing short of stunning. Just look at the numbers. 40% of frontline workers, nurses, first responders, grocery store workers, are Americans of color, and many are still living on the edge. 1 in 10 Black Americans is out of work today. 1 in 11 Latino Americans is out of work today. 1 in 7 households in America, about 1 in 4 Black, 1 in 5 Latino households in America, report that they don't have enough food to eat in the United States of America. Black and Latino Americans are dying of COVID-19 at rates nearly 3 times that of white Americans. And it's not white Americans' fault, but just a fact. And the Americans now know it, especially younger Americans. One of the reasons I'm so optimistic about this nation is that today's generation of young Americans is the most progressive, thoughtful, inclusive generation that America has ever seen. And they are pulling us toward justice in so many ways, forcing us to confront the huge gap in economic inequity between those at the top and everyone else, forcing us to confront the existential crisis of climate, and yes, forcing us to confront systemic racism and white supremacy. It's just been weeks since all of America witnessed a group of thugs, insurrectionists, a political extremist, and white supremacists violently attack the capital of our democracy. And so now's the time to act. It's time to act because that's what the faith and morality call us to do. Across nearly every faith, the same principles hold. We're all God's children. We should treat each other as we would like to be treated ourselves. And this is time to act, and this time to act is because it's what the core values of this nation call us to do. And I believe the vast majority of Americans, Democrats, Republicans, and independents, share these values and want us to act as well.
I hope you're enjoying this big exclusive via the Judge Joe Brown Show. Don't forget to subscribe to this channel. Now, back to the show.
This show is sponsored by the Hurricane Reports, merchandise, and more.
We're going to start with you, Travis. How do you feel about our president, and how do you feel about that audio clip?
Well, of course, they're trying to make him out to be something he's not. For the people who've been around and know what's going on, it's been 40 years of pretty much absolutely nothing. And for the minorities who voted for him, Black people in particular, we're talking about bills that adversely affected us and our communities just as bad as legislation like the Great Society of LBJ back in 1965. I mean, they're trying to rewrap this guy into something that he isn't. And unfortunately, there are people who are falling for it. They're trying to make it seem as if everything was so bad, because a lot of this really comes back to the Black community and minorities. They made it seem as if it was so bad, even though virtually every metric of success and achievement under Donald Trump said the complete opposite. But the liberal media is controlling the narrative. just as people are controlling Joe Biden. I mean, they said that he can get along with anyone or that he can agree with a differing opinion. And this is the same guy that says if you did not vote for him, you aren't black. This doesn't sound like someone who agrees with someone who may have a differing opinion. I mean, it's unfortunate, in my opinion, that we have this guy who has a history on record and on recorded message of saying things that would pretty, you know, racial jungle isn't something you could say today, and you should not have been able to say it back then, even as a politician, especially as a politician, and get away with it. I mean, we're in a new world now, and we're going to just have to wait and see. We know the adversity behind the election and how he had gotten there. Now we're just going to have to wait and see if he does anything finally after 47 years of sitting on the sidelines, lip service, and on course, getting favors from countries which aren't our friends. You know, Joe Biden is pretty much threatening white America, which this country's the majority of. 66% of this country is Caucasian, and he's threatening them by 2040. They're going to be the minority, and they're going to be forced to get along with Hispanics in particular. He didn't mention African Americans. He said Hispanics. Well, Hispanics are currently 15% of the population. They're now the new majority of the minorities. Blacks are now 13% of the population. They're, well, no longer the majority of the minorities. And then you have the others. You know, you have Asians, you have everybody else. And this threat he's making, and he's starting it with this initial 11 million people that he's going to give a pathway to citizenship. I don't know how it's going to be. Are they going to skip in front of the line of people who have been here and have legitimately gone through the process over years and have paid money? Well, I don't know how he's going to do it yet. I don't think he has made that clear. The point is that this threat of 2040 of becoming pretty much minorities, you know, that's a threat. I don't think it's going to happen, but we see how he's trying to start it. We see how he's trying to make that a possibility. And is it a good thing? I don't know. Are you going to vet people who come into this country? Are you going to get the best and brightest of the people from other countries into this country? Or are you going to get the bottom of the barrel, which does nothing but adversely affect American life? As we've seen, you have MS-13 and those kinds of people coming in here. And, well, they're Hispanic and Latino, and they're not the ones you would want representing you as a country if you're looking for an opportunity to come here and live the American dream and whatnot. You know, Joe Biden makes these boasts, and he's telling you more than – he's telling you something as if you don't know or as if you can't do the research and find out the legitimacy of what he's saying. I mean, we're still talking 47 years of doing virtually absolutely nothing – legislation by him that has adversely affected other people, specifically ethnicities, and now he's coming with this, trying to change the narrative. And unfortunately, because of the mainstream media and the liberal media, they'll let him get away with this. And you'll have a handful of fact checkers who don't necessarily think like that, like now Newsmax, or to a degree Fox News, which is pretty much losing its following because of what happened on election night. Those are the only fact checkers you're going to have with going against the mainstream media, MSNBC, CNN, ABC, CBS, NBC, all of that, the entire gang, because that's what they are, feeding you this misinformation, disinformation. And it's going to be up to you to find out the legitimacy and the what's right and what's wrong in this. But Joe Biden just saying it and makes it true, that's just Joe being Joe. And he'll get away with it.
Right.
Mr. Newsom, I want to congratulate you on something, but I have to always tell people something when I say this. You know, if you go look at the mainstream media's ratings, a lot of people are getting the news from Us Now, and CNN just came out the other day and said they need to start banning YouTubers. Now, also in that same conference, Biden said we got our ass kicked in this election. Another thing we got to understand, he really, in all honesty, didn't really win. They use a system of a lot of things to go in their favor, mail-in ballots, ETC, other things. Now the governor of Georgia is saying, oh, in the future election, let's use our signature verification and all that stuff going back to. So they tried to use this COVID thing as an excuse, but in all honesty, they broke the constitutional rights of everybody. That's why when I tell people, I even looked up a stat on one of these channels, the African Diaspora News Channel, and he came out and pointed out that 60% of black people already said they were not going to vote without a black agenda. Joy Reid was on TV saying, you got Russian bots telling you not to vote. No, that wasn't no daggone Russian bots. That was us. They even slammed the ADS movement, which that's either here or there. But a lot of us held our vote and didn't vote at all. But they made us seem like it by rigging a system. And that's why I tell people, we have to be careful when we say this. Put yourself out there and say that because you make yourself a scapegoat. And who are the most convenient scapegoats in this country when something goes wrong? It's us. And if you are going to be stupid enough to put yourself out there knowing what they did was illegitimate, because you know the election took forever, right? Then you just deserve what you get. I mean, I'm just being honest, right? Because you don't want to stick your neck out there. Do not stick your neck out there. Just like people were scared about what happened on Capitol Hill. No, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, Insurgents USA all planned to do that. I was watching their pages before they did it. I just was surprised at how they let it go so easily. But let me say one more thing, and I want to keep this very clear, that was a false flag, and they're probably trying to start a new Patriot Act or something like that. You know, they always do these false flag attacks to get to end justify the means. Now, after that, they started censoring people. The censorship gone crazy. I just had a woman just now send me a message, and she can't even send it back out because they already took the video down. I mean, yesterday she sent me a video of Biden when I was on another channel, and it said we have created the greatest voter fraud organization in the history of American politics. They won't even let you post it. I mean, they tell you, oh, no, you can't say it was no fraud and all that. So we got to be careful what's really going on because these guys are really more so into this censorship agenda. And the funny thing about it, Twitter just got sued for not having porn, for having porn on the internet, and they finally had to take it down. But they censored you for saying the facts and thoughts, not even thoughts that you believe. You can go Google a straight fact. You can go find all the information that I'm saying, and you'll find out. They will say, fact check that. So they got an authoritarian thing going on, and you got to realize after that what happened, you ain't living in the U.S. anymore. You living in a communist country for the most part with authoritarian big tech giants and people that want to just trample everything in your constitutional right. So you got to be careful. And you already read his website, also guns and all that. So you read the man's website, you be like, hold on. Then one more thing. Also, every woman should be concerned because this guy signed an executive order to get women back competing in sports with trans and the men. So you got to be really careful about this thing. This thing could really go far left. But it's not going to go far left because a lot of people are going to get involved.
Yeah, I'm thinking that right now it won't go as far as it should go right now because even liberals, though, I mean, the ACLU was standing up for Donald Trump and had to do a double take when they did it. You know why? Because not because they like Donald Trump, not because they believe in his policies and what he has done. They did it because they know at this rate they may be next, and they're censorship will be upon them, and their thoughts and everything else will be compromised. That's why they stood up for it. They could see that, okay, we got what we wanted in terms of this election, but now they're seeing that, wait a minute, they were able to censor the president, and they were able to come up with excuses and so-called reasons for doing it. And now, you know, you have other liberals who are kind of coming to the forefront, not necessarily standing up for Donald Trump, pretty much trying to cover their own butt, because they don't want to be victims of censorship themselves. I mean, look at how this censorship went. We're talking about the President of the United States and this excuses Twitter and Facebook are using to censor him. I mean, they claim they censored him because he was saying false information when he was talking about the fraudulent election. First of all, every election has fraud and irregularities. This election happened to be a whole lot more based on the circumstances with the volume of people who had voted, so you were just naturally going to have a lot more of it. So he was saying there was fraud. That's not untrue. That is true. One instance of fraud is fraud. It's not no fraud. And so it's okay for him to get censored based on speaking those kinds of facts they don't want to hear. But at the same time, for over 2 years, as we found out, the Russian collusion hoax was just that. They were able to regurgitate nonsense over the course of time, saying the same things, knowing it wasn't true, and no one ever censored it.
All right, so let's add another person to the conversation. Hold on, wait, Bernard. Let's open up a few more mics, and then I'm going to toss it back to you. 267-602, your mic is live, and also 720-747. So after Bernard completes his thought, Supreme, I'd like for you to introduce yourself, and then Rex Garvin is now with us. So I'll check on Judge's status. All right, so Bernard. But stay on topic, Bernard, for editing purposes. Let's continue to talk about Twitter censorship, if you don't mind.
Oh, no, I was saying, yeah. And another thing, when they censored him, he actually put out a message telling his supporters to go home and have peace. So they didn't want you to see that because that would have gave you a different side. But also, brother, in his last days in office, he also put out the files of the Russian collusion hoaxes, Spygate, and all that. So everything he's saying was true, but they just tried to suppress information. So we got a thing that suppressed information. Really, suppressing information. You don't worry about them suppressing him. You got to worry about them trying to suppress us. It ain't really him. That's just a symptom. They trying to suppress us. Anytime they're talking about deplatforming, I've been going to, you know, like Parler. They said, oh, we got to get these guys off. We got to get this guy off. Gab is Telegram. They're going after anybody that doesn't have an opinion. That is very scary. This is like Nazi stuff, man. It is Nazi stuff. It's actually Nazi stuff all the way. It's compression of thought. And we got to fight this thing back with an iron fist. It ain't about Donald Trump. It's about you. It's about you and what they're trying to do to you.
Welcome, 323-646. Welcome, Judge Joe Brown.
Okay.
Brown in the house.
Oh, yeah.
Let's
slide into it. The gentleman that just called, I don't know where he got his information about private ownership. That is a lie spread by the far left. My father got wounded at Bastogne. That's the Battle of the Bulge in World War II. Got a Silver Star out of there. My son just got out of the Navy. My daughter-in-law is still in the Navy, and they've got a grandchild of mine. My great uncle fought in the cavalry on the frontier and in the trenches of World War I. I had a scholarship from the Army to go through UCLA. So, yeah, a whole lot of people died and bled and got mutilated, suffered, so that the airwaves that belong to the people of the United States of America can be used effectively. Because of physics and the nature of the universe, there are a limited number of frequencies that are available in the part of the electromagnetic spectrum that we currently can use with our current state of technology. Now, some of that's reserved for defense purposes, some for commercial airlines, some for emergency response. Some of it deals with what they used to call ham radio that requires a license to get on. The rest of it is reserved for the citizens. These people use airwaves. They use wire and electronic communications to do their thing, and they have licenses to do so. Those airwaves belong to us. And like a 2017 case decided in a federal court held, when some people sued Mr. Trump for blocking them on his Twitter page, they said, this is a forum used by many Americans who have a First Amendment right to free speech. Even though this is Mr. Trump's personal account, free speech considerations supersede his interest as a private citizen. Therefore, he cannot block these people. He can mute all he wants, but he has to unblock them so they can engage in public discourse relative to such issues as redress of grievance and petitioning the government and other things that are guaranteed under the First Amendment to the Constitution of the United States. That was adopted in 1791, and it is the First Amendment. We have a little bit further. There is a thing called antitrust, and those of you who are old enough, Bishop, I'm sure you're on here someplace, You will remember when there was only one phone company in the whole of the United States of America. That was Bell Telephone. They had subsidiaries like Bell South, Pacific Coast,
yes.
Bell, etc.
Yes.
Everything was uniform in the country. They broke them up under antitrust considerations, and now we have a proliferation of various and sundry phone companies. AT&T is just a small residuum of the monster that Bell used to be. Now, we have an effective monopoly by Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. They attempted to restrain trade and competition by using propaganda techniques that the ignorant accept. This is private enterprise. We can do what we want to do. No, you can't, because you're licensed by the public. And when you get a license from the public, in the public interest, it must be. And if you defeat the public interest, so must your license fail. So these guys ought to be sued, and they ought to be declared to be public utilities. 150 years ago, when they were converting cities to gas lighting, public utilities used to say, we want to do the 19th century equivalent of gentrification. Let's cut off the gas to these sections of town. Well, we don't like the politics of these people in the part of town that we are concerned with, so we will diminish their service. Well, it eventually got around to saying, no, you operate in the public. You provide a public service. You have a right to do that because it is perceived to be in the good of the public for you to be able to do so. When that justification ceases to be a fact, and so must your license cease to be a fact. Therefore, we declare these considerations, these operations, to be public utilities. FCC licenses everything from local stations to the major studios. Every time a license comes up for renewal, there are opportunities for people who object to what the station or the network has been doing to protest. And FCC, on behalf of the people of the United States, requires that certain considerations relative to the best interest of all of the people be met. And if not, then the license is not issued, or it is revoked or canceled. Now, that is the same thing with these media that we are talking about right now. They have monopolized the citizens' access to social means of communication. This is a situation that has gotten way out of hand. Google is even threatening Australia with shutting off its services so no one can use Google there if they don't stop coming up with a counter political position to the PC one that Google likes to push. Well, good for him. The Australian Prime Minister says, go to hell, we will not be intimidated. Now, that is the same thing the U.S. government ought to do, but you cannot expect this administration, who is part and parcel of the whole system that has gotten into place wherein they are implementing means of censorship and oppression. If you think that somebody doesn't have a right to speak, doesn't have a forum where they can express traditional First Amendment things such as redress of grievance, petitioning, dealing with discourse on political, economic, and social matters freely and without restraint, then you do not realize how quickly the precedent that would be set can quickly be turned around so your side is censored and repressed. These things are intolerable. Where the public has a right to expect that they will have a free forum, they should so have it. And the other thing is, yes, potentially, you can, in fact, come up with an alternative. The problem is that there are economic constraints that prevent that from happening readily. So when somebody monopolizes a market or has a consolidated grasp on the market through people who are also attempting to control and dominate the market, that is antitrust. Because if you have the position of monopolizing a service, and you have the economic situation that you have coming in from establishing such a monopoly, you can prevent anyone else from getting in, and that is restraint of trade and competition. That evokes all of the processes of antitrust, and that conglomerate can be busted up. They call it trust busting. And we need some of that, but we don't have anybody in office right now with the integrity. And we saw for 4 years something that's been unprecedented in my lifetime in terms of the repression, censorship, and outright propaganda. Now, if anybody wants a homework assignment, I'll give you one. Look up the burning of the Reichstag, R-E-I-C-H-S-T-A-G, in Germany in the 1930s. The Nazis burnt the damn thing down. That was the German parliament building, and they blamed the communists. And as a result of that debacle for justice and liberty, they were able to impose acute censorship, take over the press, and engage in unlimited and unopposed propaganda. It took World War II to get them back out. Now, in this case, the equivalent to the Nazis didn't have to come in as some kind of party of tyrants trying to acquire control of the government by taking over the media and coming up with a pretext, in this case, the D.C. debacle. They started off 50 years ago acquiring control of mainstream media, acquiring control of entertainment and television, motion picture, and the music industries. They wound up controlling a party, the Democratic Party, that is operating in league. And their goal, it's not a political one, it's a social one, of obsoleting the traditional family, suppressing manhood totally if they can, diminishing womanhood and sexual exploitation of children, and a general spread of indecency. We saw on the same day that Biden was sworn in, Wednesday, that Antifa, BLM, and the old line communists burnt places down, destroyed government property in Seattle, Portland, Denver, Los Angeles, and various other places. They were saying, Biden is not what we wanted. We wanted change. Biden is just a symbolic thing. They weren't even interested. But you don't see the media hyping that kind of violence. You don't see the media saying a damn thing about the fact that 47 people died in the last several months behind demonstrations supposedly protesting the killing of black individuals by police that wound up with massive destruction of black property, black businesses, and the taking of black lives that were incidental to the process. You got billions of dollars in damages, and it is clear who was behind it. If you go to the BLM site, if they haven't taken it down like they did their What We Believe, you will find that they boast that we will assist in organizing, communicating, and, well, they'll assist in the organization and development of protest and demonstrations and also handle necessary communications. That's where all of this money is going, these billions of dollars that have gone into BLM, whose four lesbian founders pay themselves $250,000 a year salary. They disclose that one-third of the money goes to BLM, one-third goes to LGBTQIA+, as they call it, and one-third goes to Act Blue. And they're using that money to finance and cause social unrest and public disorder. Now, we need to understand that never in the history of this country has there been any censorship of social and political and economic matters. There has been censorship of pornography, indecency, and obscenity. But you take Twitter, for example. Right now there's a lawsuit pending against them for showing child pornography. They would not take it down, allegedly, because it did not violate their standards. You can see full frontal, full aspect, worst kind of freakish pornography on Twitter. But they ban political commentary if it does not match their political correct standards, their political version of politically correct standards. And basically, that is suppression of manhood by spreading the false idea that masculinity is toxic, by destroying womanhood, by saying that if you don't agree with the feminist agenda, you're not a woman, or such stupid nonsense as from the president-elect, which goes to, if you don't vote for me, you're not black. We have all sorts of things that are coming down the pike that looks like something out of an old communist regime back 50, 80, 90 years ago, or from a fascist regime 100, 80, or 70 years ago. And we need to be aware of it because it grows, people get used to it, and it's insidious. Now, that's my take on it. By the way, one other thing, too.
Wait, Jeff, before you leave that, can you just make it sure to our clear to our young people your final message regarding what they need to do regarding Twitter censorship? Is there anything you'd like to say to them and also to our panelists?
Say something about it. Mention when you tweet something about what Twitter is doing wrong. You should be able to hear all points of view. If you don't have what it takes inside of you to listen to your opposition, so you will at least understand where they come from, and you feel that everything against what you think you believe in should be suppressed, then you've already been propagandized and you are no longer fit to live here because you don't have what it takes to be a citizen. You don't have what it takes to be a black person either, because you're acting colored and like a Negro because you believe what your masters have told you. You should always be able to hear the opposition. And if any of you are still in school, every now and then take a professor who is full of it so you can see what that looks like. All major scholastic institutions have a few of those on the faculty so you can see the difference between a crank professor and a legitimately academician. You see, learn the opposition. You cannot fight your enemy if you don't know him. In the military, they have reconnaissance patrols. What's out there? You have sections devoted to intelligence in every military in the world, analyzing what's out there. What does it all mean? And then you can craft a remedy or a plan, a strategy, and develop tactics. But we always say, no, you got to be unified. We can't have anybody talking about, you know, what another brother. No, because let me tell you something about that. I went through that unity thing, and you will find out that very quickly the people that you're talking about being unified with contain large numbers of agents provocateur, snitches, informants, and police officers who don't like you, federal agents, and others who want to destroy you. Now, there used to be a thing in place where it was white supremacy. That still exists. But white supremacy these days is being used as a camouflage to destroy things that are traditional for all humans of all ethnic groups everywhere in the world. The family, the father, the mother, the role of children, and decency, ethics, and morality. Now, you're being led by some people who hate themselves. They don't like what they are, and they want to be something else. You've got some preposterous considerations. Your new president-elect just issued an executive order setting aside this thing about transsexuals being able to have sex change operations at government expense, along with their partners, even if the partner is not in the military. The average cost of one of these sex change operations will buy one basic rhino. What is a rhino? It is a mind-proof heavy-duty truck, and all of the young men and women that came back from this misbegotten mess over in the Middle East, who were mutilated, ruined and scarred for life and in permanent pain, they could be saved by a rhino. So every son of a bitch that gets his dick cut off and gets a pussy put in place is costing the taxpayers what it would cost to get two rhinos. Two rhinos can carry an 8-man or 11-man squad of soldiers. So you are putting 11 people at risk for everyone you give two groups of 11 men. That's 22 American youth are being put at risk for every somebody that gets a sex change operation. If you want to deal with this and there's fluid gender, how about fluid race? How about all the black people that want to be white? Why can't they just say, I think I'm white, so therefore I have to be treated as I'm right? Well, we've been trying to just get the treatment as black folk that white folk get for the last several hundred years, and how far is it gone? So why do these Johnny-come-latelys that come in on the backs of all of the black folk in America who suffered, died, bled, been mutilated, been embarrassed, been diminished, been put into some psychological hells, why should they be allowed to come in Johnny-lately and take the benefits? They are putting in place with this Equality Act, affirmative action for the LGBTQ cult. I'm not talking about all gay people. I'm talking about this cult. And that is unfair, demeaning, and insulting to us. This joke that we had for an inauguration speech didn't mention black folk one time. Not once.
I'm glad you brought that up, Judge.
And if you listen to that recorded NAACP Zoom meeting that we play clips of every Friday, and you listen to what happened on November 24th when somebody was talking about what went on, you'll get the picture. On that Zoom call, correct me if I'm wrong, doesn't he say, we can't bring up this defund the police thing. You better stop that. We need Georgia badly. If we bring this up, we'll lose Georgia. And let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, he said. During this last election, we got our asses kicked out there. We got our asses kicked out there everywhere. And take that into context with his November 24th remarks. He said, we just pulled off the greatest election fraud in the history of this country. Out of his own mouth, he is getting senile, and he's never been wrapped too tight.
And that's what he said. He said that.
Bernard, Brother Johnson, you got a copy of the doggone thing. So, I mean, we need to understand what the methods of propaganda are. You tell a lie long enough, loud enough, often enough, you can get anybody to believe it. And we are believing that we got a black president and a black female vice president. Well, hell, let's talk about that one, the vice president. If your party doesn't believe in gender, how the hell can you claim to be the first female vice president if your party says there's no such thing? And then for your whole career, you've been claiming to be an Indian, and now because of your complexion, you want to claim that you're black because your daddy's from Jamaica. Well, I was on the phone not long ago with somebody who is blonde-haired, blue-eyed, of English extraction, born in Jamaica, Jamaican citizen, whose parents are white and born in Jamaica, Jamaican citizen, but whose parents and her grandparent are English aristocracy. See, Jamaica was part of the British Commonwealth, part of the British Empire. You go to Jamaica and you got people speaking patois who originate in Hong Kong, Singapore, places in the Orient, Africa, Indonesia. They originate in Pakistan, they originate in India, they originate in Afghanistan, South Africa, Kenya, Nigeria, you pick it. And you see, we get caught stuck on stupid because of color. You go to the Pacific and you see Fiji Islanders. They are dark, very dark, and they've got frizzy, kinky hair, but they're not Negroid. They're classified Caucasoid. You go to Australia, and you see Aboriginals out in the bush, and I've been there for a month and a half. They are as dark as any black person you'll find in America, but they're not Negroid. They are known as Caucasoid. And if you go to India, you will find the original Aryans, Indo-Aryans they're called. And Adolf Hitler told a lie long enough and loud enough with his propaganda folk headed by Josef Goebbels that Aryans were blonde-haired, blue-eyed supermen from the far north. They weren't. They were from India. And they looked just like Kamala Harris. So we are victims of a lie. So quit listening to foolishness. I'm going to say something. Get yourself away from television looking at NBA, NFL, MLB, and all kinds of distractions, housewives and Pose and Empire and all of that stupid nonsense, and start studying so you aren't so easily taken advantage of. You get hustled.
Yes.
You're getting con run on you. Now, we can but we have to focus.
We're in the second hour. We're in the second hour. I want to let everybody know who just joined us. We're live.
I hope you're enjoying this big exclusive via the Judge Joe Brown Show. Don't forget to subscribe to this channel. Now, back to the show.
This show is sponsored by the Hurricane Reports, merchandise, and more.